GoDaddy.com. Use the code BLU139 to get 10% off any combination of purchases at GoDaddy.com. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Tango Tango Papa 1352, June 8, 2010.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Louisville, Kentucky. Why is that? This inverter, normally it's not beeping, but for some reason tonight it just seems to want to beep like crazy. I don't know what the deal is. Spent the night last night at Waddy, Kentucky. I guess it was about 60 miles from here. And so this afternoon, kind of late in the afternoon, I came on over here to the place, cold storage, where the load delivers to. And so right now I'm backed into the dock, and they should be, I don't know, they've been working on it for a little while, kind of hot and heavy. So they may be done by now, possibly. They're still vibrating the truck, so... You know, they're still working on it, and then after they get finished, I'll give them a little while to do the paperwork, and then I'll walk back in there. So, in any case, last night got an email from Tyler that lives in the Louisville area. He actually lives in New Albany, Indiana, which is on the Indiana side, but it's still in the Louisville area. And, you know, wanting to meet up if there was a chance for that. And so it turns out that there was. I called over here this afternoon and found out that they had plenty of truck parking. And so I came on over here. And so he had gotten here about 5 minutes, I guess, before I did. And so we were able to meet up. And then we went in his car to... Mexican restaurant that I found, actually I found it through Google Maps. Mexico Tepito, or I know I've got that wrong, but anyway, it turned out to be really good. I was really impressed with, you know, it was a kind of an authentic Mexican restaurant, and that's kind of what I was looking for. And when I was looking, you know, I typed in Mexican into Google Maps on my phone, and you know, I kind of looked for a name. It was like Mexico Tepito, or I can't remember now. It began with a T. But in any case, it looked to me like that was probably an authentic Mexican restaurant, and it turned out that it was. And I guess there's a couple of them here. I was talking to the gal that's working in the receiving office here, and she said, yeah, there's two of those around here, and it's pretty good food. Really impressed. So I got to talk to Tyler for a while, and then he left, and so then I had to wait probably about another hour or hour and a half, and then they had me back into the dock, and you know, so they've been working on that, and it looks like after I get done here, they've already sent a pre-planned load that picks up tomorrow afternoon in Franklin, Kentucky, which is down along Interstate 65, down in the southern part of Kentucky. So I'm guessing it's probably around 100 miles from here, just a wild guess. So after I get unloaded here, I'll go ahead and drive on down there, and then that load picks up at 1 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow afternoon. And then that load delivers the next morning, I think, in, where was it? Stewart's Draft, Virginia. So, in any case, before I forget, I want to talk a little bit about yourbabycanread.com. Now, I was kind of surprised when I was talking to Tyler, and he was telling me that he had actually signed up for and used this product before I ever mentioned it as an advertiser. And he's impressed with it. He said it actually does work. They have flashcards. You know, it comes with flashcards, and maybe there was a video. I believe there were videos involved, but certainly there were flashcards. And he said that they didn't really push it very hard. They just kind of, you know, did it maybe every day or every other day. Didn't really push it hard. Maybe a couple times a day when they did do it. And after the baby got to be about 9 months old, it began to recognize associate the words, you know, words in the pictures, and it began to associate, and it actually does work. So, you know, it is a valid product. It absolutely is. Your Baby Can Read is a truly revolutionary infant reading system. It was developed by a leading researcher, infant researcher, Dr. Robert Titzer, who taught his own daughter to read when she was just 9 months old. Your Baby Can Read taps into children's natural ability to learn language in the first 5 years of life. The reading system includes videos, books, flashcards, and games. Go to yourbabycanread.com to watch real home videos of infants and toddlers reading. A six-month-old recognizing words on flashcards, an 18-month-old reading sentences, a toddler reading Charlotte's Web. Try it yourself risk-free and see what your child can do. Visit www.yourbabycanread.com. Give the lifelong gift of early literacy to your child. And so it's a good to know that this system actually does work. And by the way, if you buy this system, or if you buy anything from yourbabycanread.com, if you'll send me proof that you bought something, then that's going to go into a drawing, and Blueberry is going to the winner of that drawing is going to get $45, and that applies to each podcast, and I have no idea how many, you know, unless you tell me that you've bought something, I don't know. So if you happen to buy this product, you know, as a result of me talking about it, and or the result of the link on my website, send me proof that you bought it, you know, some form of proof that I can send to Todd, and we'll go from there. But you got a real good chance of winning the $45. But even if you don't have a kid, if you just have, they've got some other products there at that website. And so even if you don't have a kid, you know, people are always having kids. Maybe you have a grandkid, or, you know, it'd be a nice baby shower gift, so on and so forth. Tyler was telling me that this actually does work, and he was really impressed with it. So, anyway, let me go ahead and close that out. So, you know, last night I was, I played some clips. I played the clip of President Obama and Helen Thomas, the so-called Dean of the White House Reporters, having a birthday together. And I'm going to go ahead and play that clip again. And then there's this clip of Helen Thomas, kind of saying what she really thinks. So here's Obama and Helen Thomas, just as a reminder, celebrating their birthdays together at the White House, you know, in the press corps room.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. because you love her.
There's no prejudice in the
That's wonderful. Well, you got to blow it out to make it come true. Hey!
Hey! Happy birthday, both of you, Mr. President.
Come on,
happy birthday to you.
Birthday kids.
How's your birthday going so far?
Oh, my goodness.
Will you tell us your birthday wish?
Helen wished for world peace, no prejudice, but she and I also had a common birthday wish. She said she hopes for a real health care reform bill.
Is that single payer?
I will leave it up to you, Helen, how you want to distribute the cupcakes.
Mr. President,
I'm from North Korea.
Happy birthday, God bless
you. All right.
Okay, so hopefully we won't be going into diabetic shock from all that sickly sweet Obama worship from the press. But in any case, here's Helen Thomas telling a rabbi what she actually thinks. So here we go. Here's Helen Thomas, the same Helen Thomas.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments
on Israel?
Tell them
to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land, not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You think Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Okay, so there was Helen Thomas saying exactly what she thought. Helen Thomas, and I'm reading now from a news story, Helen Thomas, who began covering the White House in 1980 and has remained a presence at the White House daily briefings, has announced she will retire effectively immediately. The announcement comes after condemnation of remarks in which she said Jews should get the hell out of Palestine. So there's been a big firestorm about this, as there should be. But this was a case where she was just saying what she thought. You were getting the real Helen Thomas, and a lot of these reporters think this way. You know, I'm convinced of it. And she just came, you know, they've been getting more and more bold about showing us who they are. And obviously that colors their agenda. It colors how they report. She's been in the White House all these years. Asking questions and, you know, supposedly one of the unbiased reporters, and here she is saying what she thinks. And I would just hope that more of them, you know, I'd like to encourage more reporters to tell us exactly what they think, how they think, how they think that the American people should think, etc., etc., etc. Come on, tell us who you are. You know, quit being fake and phony and cagey and pretending to be something that you're not. You know, so anyway, after I recorded and got the podcast uploaded last night, I ended up watching a couple of movies on Netflix. And Netflix is neat because once you start rating movies, you know, that you can rate your own movies, you know, because to begin with, when you do a search, they, you know, you get the average rating that, you know, just from different people that have rated that, excuse me, that are Netflix members. But then once you've signed in and you've watched movies on Netflix, either DVDs, Blu-rays, or streaming, then you can rate the movie. And that's very useful to go back and take the time to rate them, you know, put your rating in there. Because then Netflix begins to make, you know, it begins to recommend movies to you based on your ratings and based, you know, and I don't know what kind of algorithm they're using, but it's based on other people's ratings. So they're saying if you like such and such type of movies, then you'll probably like this one. And so there was one that popped up that I had actually never heard of, called The Shipping News. And I think it stars Kevin Spacey, the same actor that was in the movie K-Pax that I talked about some time back that I watched on Netflix. But in any case, it's a really interesting movie. It's about about these really just like they're super dysfunctional people, super dysfunctional family. And it's kind of an interesting tale, but well worth watching. So here is the trailer for The Shipping News.
You want to marry me, don't you?
Oh, yes.
A love he could not keep.
Listen, you going to be home for dinner?
Don't expect me.
Bunny's been missing. Yeah, I could make something.
Hey, buddy, rabbit. Petal's got to run.
A change he could not predict.
She didn't leave me a message or anything, a note somewhere?
Agnes Ann, half-sister of Guy Kyle. I'm your aunt.
On my way to Newfoundland, where our people come from. Thought I'd never go back. There's an ache, something you gotta figure out. Like you're a piece in a puzzle.
Now, at the ends of the earth.
There's no way we can live here.
In a place where secrets are as vast as the ocean.
I'm not a water person.
Of course, it's water, people. Boats is in your blood. You need somebody to cover the shipping news.
I need a reporter.
Finding the center of your story, the beating heart of it. That's what makes a reporter. Now have a look. Come into headline.
Horizon fills with dark clouds.
Imminent storm threatens village.
But what if no storm comes?
Village spared from deadly storm.
One man will discover the most extraordinary story of all.
First thing you have to understand about the curse.
The house is sad. You should let it loose.
Happens to be his own.
We face up to the things we're afraid of because we can't go around them.
Now, a pass is emerging.
That's your grandfather.
They're young, 12-year-old.
Then it couldn't have been my grandfather.
You don't know Newfoundlanders.
A world is unfolding.
Which of those women are in charge here? Somebody really ought to be supervising, don't you think?
I'm Wavy Prowse. I run the place.
Bumbling dad, humiliated daycare.
And a life is awakening.
I don't believe in dwelling in the past.
No? Then what are we doing here?
Making a future.
From the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel and director Lasse Hallström, Kevin Spacey, Julianne Moore, Judi Dench, and Cate Blanchett. This Christmas, you'll never guess what you'll find inside The Shipping News.
Okay, so that was the trailer for The Shipping News. That movie was released, I don't know, a number of years ago. It was early 2000s. I might have seen the trailer somewhere, but I really don't remember it much. If I did, it was quite an interesting movie. And, you know, these characters are just super, super dysfunctional. You know, and they kind of resolve it nicely, you know, or fairly nicely, but they could have done a little bit better job with it. But nonetheless, it's an interesting tale. And apparently it's based on a book that won some awards. But it's quite an interesting movie, you know. And it's one of those movies that I would have just never found had it not been for Netflix. So then after that, I should have probably went to bed, but I ended up staying up. And there was this other movie that was already in my queue. And it's kind of a quirky movie. It's called Tattoo, A Love Story, and it's from 2002. It's an independent movie. So I ended up watching that, and that's actually kind of worth watching. It's sort of a love story type thing. It's interesting because they kind of really explain about tattoos and so on and so forth. They give you quite a bit of information about them. you know, in the process of, you know, kind of telling the story. But basically this, you know, they have this kind of high-strung school teacher that, you know, she's got this boyfriend that's, you know, he's becoming a doctor that, you know, she's just, that, you know, he won't marry her. You know, he's kind of non-committal. And, or she is, one or the other, I think he is maybe, but in any case, finally he decides, well, or it might be her, I don't know, but anyway, he finally decides he's going to shake up the relationship and move out. And so she, in the meantime, she ends up falling in love with this biker guy that at first she just hates. Then she ends up kind of falling in love with this biker guy, and that's kind of what the story is about. This biker guy is also a tattoo artist. But it's, you know, it's available on Netflix streaming, and so here is the trailer for Tattoo, A Love Story.
You want to fool around?
Not tonight. I'm exhausted. Maybe Friday.
Great. Have your people call Mike.
Sarah is always in control.
You work too hard and you're too damn neat. Well, there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything that I need to do.
Until her perfectly controlled life.
Get your hair cut. Go here at this time. Eat dinner with these people. Act this way around these people. Eat this. Don't eat that.
Falls apart.
We need a trial separation.
Why? Why?
It's because you're driving me insane.
The reason that he says he left, he thinks I'm too controlling.
Oh.
Now the last man on earth she ever thought she'd want.
Go out, have fun. Allow yourself to lose control.
We'll help her get it together.
What the hell are you doing?
It's just a friend.
Since when are the Hells Angels your friends?
The Los Angeles Times calls Tattoo an accomplished example of independent filmmaking.
So you're gonna throw everything away and date a biker?
I'm just having fun. I haven't done that in a long time.
Variety calls it a definite audience pleaser, made memorable by Virgil Mignanelli's smashing lead performance.
You want to let her go? This chick you dug enough to crawl out of your little monastic hole and actually live for a couple of weeks? That's your deal.
You don't even know what love is, so why the hell should I listen to you?
Sly and funny, raves the Orlando Sentinel.
I think I'm in love with Virgil. Uh-oh, you slept with him, didn't you?
Savvy and hilarious, declares IndieWire.
Honey, we're talking about the definitive example of someone that you don't want to bring home to Mom and Dad.
Winner of the Audience Award and the Grand Jury Prize for Best Narrative Feature at the Florida Film Festival.
Lately, I just look at myself and I think, whose life is this?
It's yours.
Tattoo, A Love Story. A film guaranteed to get under your skin.
Okay, so there was the trailer for Tattoo, A Love Story. And like I say, that's a kind of film that I would have never, you know, never even knew it existed, actually. You know, and when I first signed up for Netflix, I spent some time, and I periodically spend time just kind of searching on different words, and they always throw up suggestions. Whenever you, especially, you know, and they customize those suggestions as you select movies for your queue, for, you know, either the streaming queue or the DVD / Blu-ray queue, then they keep, you know, that there are always extra suggestions. And so I was spending, you know, I typed in tattoo as the keyword initially when I was initially on there. And this popped up, and so I, you know, most of the tattoo movies, I just went ahead and popped them into my queue, and so I just had kind of found that in the queue, and that's that queue, by the way, is a great way of just remembering movies that, you know, you think you might want to watch it. There it is, and then you can always later on you can kind of change your queue, change the order of things. You know, and that's especially useful with the DVD Blu-ray discs that they actually send you in the mail. You know, sometimes I find something and then I just say, well, I want to move this to the top. And then that way, whenever I watch a movie and then actually send it back to them through the mail, then that one that's moved to the top is the very next one that they send me. And as I say, that's a great way of, if you run into something, then you can simply, add it to the queue, one queue or the other, and then you've got it. You don't have to, you sign in, and then your queue's right there. You can always always look back through it and find stuff. And so Netflix, I'm really impressed with the service. It's an excellent service. And by the way, give it a little plug. You know, if you haven't signed up for Netflix and you say, and it sounds interesting, I'd ask you to sign up through the link that's on my website. In the show notes, go to TruckerTomPodcast.com. There's a link there. There's this red Netflix box about the size of a postage stamp or a little bit bigger. Click on that, and then that'll take you to the Netflix website and where you can sign up for the free trial. But it's a great service. I'm really, really enjoying it. And, I'm getting closer to, I've been talking about maybe and thinking about dumping Dish Network. And I'm kind of getting closer to that. I still haven't quite made up my mind about that. So, but Netflix really is a good alternative to getting rid of, just enabling you to get rid of, this cable or the satellite programming, which really is outrageously priced. I mean, it's really ridiculous when you think about it. I'm paying almost $100 a month for that, and I'm not watching it all that much. And it really is, it's overpriced for what it is. It really is. So, and there are alternatives available. Now, Scott Mitchell had sent me this article earlier today that was, there's this merger that I guess is kind of being reviewed in Congress right now, or some kind of congressional committee, where Comcast, the cable internet company, they have cable TV and then they provide internet. They're an internet provider as well through cable. Great big company, huge company, covers a lot of the United States. So they have a kind of a monopoly in some areas, certainly, with cable and internet service. They want to buy NBC Universal. They want to do a merger. So they would be in control of NBC Universal. Well, the problem is NBC Universal is also a 34% shareholder in Hulu. And that would put if Comcast got control of Hulu, or that much control of it, that would put them in direct, that's a direct conflict of interest. If you think about it, because you have, a company that's just an internet provider should not be in the content business. That's just it's a total conflict of interest. And, so they would have an incentive to just, kill the Hulu service, or just try to destroy the Hulu service, or pull out of the Hulu service in order to force people to get NBC related content through their higher priced cable system. And they've got that would be a direct conflict of interest. But even if that happened, let's say that they did get control of Hulu and they destroyed it. They were able to really destroy it. There's still plenty of other outlets. There's a number of other websites that are providing television content. There's a website called TV.com that's available that I really hadn't been aware of it. Maybe I was vaguely aware of it. And then there are other services that are really geared towards doing the same thing. So there's some competition for Hulu. You got Hulu, and then there's ABC.com, streams a bunch of stuff, and perhaps I think CBS does as well. So there's some other competition out there that, besides Hulu. Hulu's, kind of popular, and it's a nice website. Great way to watch, kind of catch up on content that you've missed. that's broadcast. But even if NBC Comcast does manage to kill Hulu, if that should happen, even after all this scrutiny, the toothpaste is already out of the tube. And, you know, of course, Comcast and I'm sure DirecTV and Dish Network are not happy because people are cutting the cord. And I think in large part, it's probably because people just can't afford it. You know, in this economy, you've got all these unemployed people. People's incomes are down that do still have jobs. And people are, you know, the price of food is going up. You know, it's, you know, the... You know, you eat even in a fast food place that used to be cheap, and you know, and even that, the price of that is going up, up, up. And, you know, so people are, you know, out of necessity, they're cutting back. But even if, you know, and there are other people that are just saying, hey, I don't need this. You know, why am I spending this money? And that's what I'm beginning to think. Why am I spending this $100 a month almost for, satellite service, and I'm hardly watching it? You know, is it really worth it? And it's probably not worth it. So, but there are plenty of alternatives. Now, this TV.com, which I didn't know, they actually have, I believe they've actually got ways, you know, where, you know, you can watch the stuff on their site, or, you know, they've even got some telephone apps, you know, enabling you to watch it, right on your telephone, you know, if you have, I think, you know, probably an iPhone, Android, maybe Windows Mobile. And so there are some alternatives out there. And there, you know, and they're also, the phone companies themselves are also providing, you know, varying degrees of television content. So I think the toothpaste is already out of the tube. Companies would like to, you know, there are companies that would like to kill the internet, you know, or kill some of the functionality, kill the innovation. There are politicians in all kinds of different countries, including the U.S., that would like to do the same thing. You know, that the Obama here not long ago gave a commencement speech somewhere, and he was saying, there's too much information. You know, too much information. It's the information, there's so much information, it's distracting you. You know, and you know, and then now the FTC, Federal Trade Commission's tried to, they've come out and basically said the same thing. Oh, there's just too much information. You know, they're mad because they can't control, you know, back in the old days, before pre-internet days, you had gatekeepers that actually kind of controlled information and therefore controlled ideas. And those days are gone. The toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, and you know, they can't. I really don't think that they can clamp down in this day and age. People have had a good taste of what instant information is. You know, the benefits of it. You know, there are really a tremendous number of benefits when you can have the, you know, access to information. Just, you know, just bang, you got instant access to it. So, speaking of phones, Sprint, earlier today when I got, you know, I didn't get up until about noon today, and so Sprint sent a tracking number, UPS tracking number, for my new phone, HTC Evo, and so I immediately went to UPS.com and typed the track, you know, pasted the tracking number in that they sent me. It says, not in our system. You know, and it was like that for most of the day. Not showing up in our system. Well, it started showing up in the UPS system. And it's being sent to my house. But it's not going to, you know, at first they say, oh, it's going to take 4 to 5 days. Well, they're sending it like next day air. And so it's scheduled to show up at my house sometime tomorrow. UPS is going to bring it. So in the meantime, I discovered that. I called up UPS. I called a woman, you know, I got someone on the phone pretty quick. And She said, well, you know, I explained the situation to her, and she said, well, I'm sorry, but Sprint's got a contract with us, and they are the ones that have to change it. Customer can't change it. So at this point, I just decided, instead of trying to call Sprint and get them to change it, since it's already in the UPS system and it's probably already on the plane. By the way, they're shipping it out of Louisville. Of all places, they're shipping it out of Louisville. I'm here in Louisville, you know, and the phone has been here, and it's probably gone by now. Probably, you know, off on its way to Arkansas. So, what's going to have to happen? I'll have one of my younger brothers go by the house and, you know, either put the box inside, that probably just put the box in the house and be done with it. So, you know, and then I'll just have to wait. I think that's really the easiest thing to do. Now, I could have them try to FedEx it to me somewhere, you know, to a truck stop. But I think probably the easiest thing to do is, because I don't have to have it right away. I can be patient and wait. And so I can just wait, you know, just have them put it in the house, and that'll be that. So, but the problem is, I never know where I'm going to be, much more than, you know, 24 hours in advance, you know, that I might know where I'm at, or, you know, unless it's the weekend. But then on the weekend, you can't really control stuff very well, you know, because everything kind of comes to a halt. A lot of that stuff kind of comes to a halt. And so, I don't know. I can live with the phone that I have for another, you know, until another few weeks till I make it back home again. So, oh well. But that's the way it goes. You know, and I might, there's a remote possibility that I could go by home. Possibly, it's really, really doubtful. That has happened a few times where I was able to kind of go home for a night or just go by home, you know, just long enough to get something, you know, but, you know, that's probably pretty remote possibility. So, you know, probably just end up waiting until I get home again, and then just, you know, get home again and then transfer the number over and, you know, go through all the stuff then. So, oh well. It was kind of interesting. You know, now I started to call Sprint, and then I kind of changed my mind once I got into all their voice menus. But when Sprint, now when, you know, when I called Sprint, this, their toll-free number this evening, they have this recording that immediately comes on, and it says, if you're calling to inquire about the HTC Evo, we have sold out. You know, we're temporarily sold out. You know? You know, now they're taking back orders. So, you know, they, I don't know how many they initially had, but they've sold them all. You know, and I think from what I've seen, people are pretty happy with the phone. And now today, you know, of course, the WWDC, or Worldwide Developers Conference, Steve Jobs made a presentation of the new iPhone 4, the, you know, whatever they're calling it. I guess it's iPhone 4 or whatever. And it is the same model that, you know, there was this big Gizmodo flap, you know, where the Apple employee left his iPhone in a bar, in the bar somewhere in the San Francisco area, and some guy found it and sold it to Gizmodo for $5,000. I guess it was Gizmodo, was it, or Gawker or something or other, for $5,000. You know, and there's this big flap about it, and I guess there's still going to be a pending legal case because of that. But in any case, it turned out to be the same, you know, the right thing. That was it. That was a real phone. And, but it, you know, kind of is, you know, as expected, you know, it'll record HD video, and, you know, they've added, you know, they've got a bigger battery in there, added some battery life to it, and, you know, kind of really updated it. You know, all of the different features, they've updated it, and it's a nice device, no question about it. But one thing that they, you know, one of the weakest points of the iPhone is AT&T. And it's tied to the hip at AT&T, and with AT&T. And they haven't, that's the one thing that they have not addressed, the fact that it's hooked up with AT&T. And it still is, and there's no end in sight to that. You know, initially they were saying, well, there's a 5-year exclusivity agreement with AT&T, and that may well be true, that there is a 5-year agreement. And so we're only three, you know, so they may be on there for another 2 years here in the U.S. So, in any case, that's the deal breaker for me. You know, I'm sorry. Now, I know AT&T, if you're in, you know, if you're in a city, a lot of people, it works fine for them. My friend, you know, out there in San Francisco, Michael Zwirling, he's got an iPhone and he likes the iPhone, but he's getting constant dropped calls. And when he's driving, the thing will drop, every phone will do that, but he can just be perfectly still and the thing will drop calls. And when he owns KSCOKOMY, the radio station in Santa Cruz, when he drives down there at the actual radio station, he's got virtually no service. It's just borderline service right there, you know, and he doesn't actually, you know, he doesn't actually have very good service at his house up there in Point Richmond. So it's, you know, which is north of San Francisco, you know. But, you know, and then AT&T, you know, you're out driving around, and despite what they're showing on these maps, there are some coverage limitations. You know, they're showing these maps, you know, because, you know, there's been kind of this war between AT&T and Verizon since Christmas, or before Christmas, about cell phone coverage, you know, Verizon's coverage versus AT&T's, and so AT&T's trying to really show, well, we've got great coverage, but they're showing you the voice coverage. They're not showing you the 3G coverage necessarily. And they've got some big gaps in their coverage, even in their voice coverage, despite what they're trying to tell you otherwise. And so, you know, I've had the Sprint service now for more than 2 years as far as the voice goes, the Sprint phone, and I've been pretty happy with it. It's not perfect. There's no cell company that is perfect, but it, you know, Sprint works pretty well. You know, I think it's true with AT&T, you know, you go along an interstate or something and it may work okay, and then you get off the interstate and you may not have any service. And, you know, there's been a lot of cell companies that have been kind of plagued with that over the years. It has gotten better, you know, and with Sprint, most of the time, you know, the vast majority of the time, regardless of where I'm at, I do have service with it, you know, so, you know, and I want service. I don't want, you know, and then AT&T, you know, the other thing they said, oh, the iPad, you know, when did the iPad come out? A month ago, maybe? You know, the iPad, you know, unlimited service. This really is unlimited. Use all the service you want. Download all the data you want to your iPad. Well, less than a month later, here they come. Oh, well, we're going to have to change this. We're changing this. We're changing this plan. After only 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to limit you to 2 gigabytes, and then if you want more than that, you're going to pay. You know, and so here they come. You know, they can't, it's like one time they'll, you know, well, not that long ago, they were calling the, you know, the iPhone users data hogs. They were comparing them to pigs, and then, there were some people that were complaining about it, you know, writing letters to the chairman of the board of AT&T, and at least one of those people actually got a cease and desist letter from the legal department saying, if you can't keep emailing the CEO of AT&T with complaints, or we're going to file charges against you. Cease and desist. It's absolutely outrageous, you know. But I guess they figure that they can do stuff like that because they're AT&T, you know. Back before Ma, you know, before they broke up Ma Bell, AT&T had a real monopoly, and you know, there were all kinds of allegations that they were really engaged in some shady business practices, you know, and just really strong-arming people and, you know, kind of doing what they wanted to. And I'm sure that there's some of that culture that's still left in the company, you know, because once you get a corporate culture going, it's difficult. It's, you know, it's really hard to break it. So it's possible that some of that remains. And then the other part of it, these, you know, there are people that just, they have to have their iPhone. They're in love with their iPhone, and they'll put up with crappy service. If, you know, if they're in a crappy area, a lot of them will still put up with crappy service because they just love that iPhone. And they have to have their iPhone, even if it's bad service. And, you know, you hear over and over again, you know, I love the phone, I hate the service. Hate the AT&T service. You know, and a lot of people put up with that. And so AT&T knows that. And, you know, they just get a little arrogant. Here comes the arrogance. It comes popping out. So, sorry. As long as it's... I would have an iPhone, but for the fact that it's AT&T. You know, too bad. So... Anyway, you know, and it, but so that this new iPhone, it does have a front-facing camera, and they've got some kind of what they call FaceTime or some thing they came up with that, so you have to be on Wi-Fi, you know, and then you can actually have a voice, like a Skype type thing, only it's, I guess it's Apple software. You can have a video chat, where you can see the other person and they can see you on your screens, if you're on Wi-Fi, and it's only with iPhones. So I don't know if Skype is going to be able to tap into that or not, you know, on the iPhone. Now, I'm sure they will on this Android phone that I'm getting, you know, the HTC Evo. Because I've already looked in some forums, people that already have them, and people are already, you know, experimenting with that. And you can, as I understand it, you can do video chat using, I think, yeah, that Spring and then Skype, maybe. So that stuff's going to be developed, you know. And now it's going to be interesting to see how many people actually use that. Now, it's fun to, if you use Skype on your computer, you know, I've talked in the past about using that, you know, kind of as, you know, sort of a, just a living room experience where you're just kind of, you know, going about your business and talking to, with the video on both ends, talking to whoever. You know, I've done that with Ron Stroop a few times. And, you know, we're just kind of there. I was in my kitchen kind of cooking and what have you, and Ron was on the other end doing whatever he was doing, sitting in his living room or whatever. And, you know, that's an interesting way of kind of almost spending time with people. You know, I came away from that almost feeling like I'd actually, you know, visited with Ron and his wife in the same room. And, you know, that's kind of interesting. That's an interesting use for service like Skype. So it kind of remains to be seen how that develops. Now, in European countries, they've had the ability to do video chats on their cell phones for years. So this isn't something new. You know, it's been around for a while in other countries. But, you know, it's taken a long time for our cell network to catch up. And, there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is that there was already a big investment. And, the companies are slow about upgrading. And then the other problem, of course, is that the U.S. is lots of territory, big country. And it, you know, if you have a smaller country, it's one thing to kind of replace everything. But you have a great big giant country, covers a lot of area, and it, you know, it takes a while, you know. It's going to, you know, one of the complaints about the HTC Evo is, well, the 4G is only available right now in like 32 different cities, and they're not the big cities. You know, they've deployed it to more, you know, smaller cities and more rural areas. And I think they've deliberately done it that way to get the network, that part of the network, up and running, and then kind of move it into the big cities. And so they have, it's going to be coming into more cities as pretty quickly as time moves on. And, you know, that with a cell network, as I've said before, the technology's always upgrading. And so they're always, it's a constant struggle for them to go around and update each cell site. You know, it's a real, updating a cell site is not as easy as it sounds, because oftentimes there are all kinds of physical access permissions that have to be granted, and, you know, depending on where the equipment's located. Sometimes cell sites have multiple companies that are using the same tower, and you know, they have, someone else owns the tower, and they have to have permission to get in, and so on, and so all this stuff has to be coordinated in advance. And, you know, and oftentimes the work is done in the middle of the night, you know, so that, because that's when the least number of people will be affected, when they turn the equipment off to work on it, to make changes to it. So you know, it takes a while, you know, it really, and then of course you have to have people that have the expertise to do it too, you know, so it does take a while. So they're going to be, you know, working on that for, you know, over the next few years, and as I say, it's really a never-ending task. Anyhow, probably better be going ahead and cutting this off. It's been a while since the truck quit moving, and I'm betting that the gal in there probably has my paperwork by now, so need to get in there and get it, and then get headed down to Franklin, Kentucky. So in any case, hope everyone is having a great week so far, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.